This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
All right, sometimes you just got to admit it. You just got to say it. I was wrong. Not about my bracket.
I was waiting for that. I was like, all right, where's it going?
Yeah. Definitely right about that. No, but you know what I was wrong about? I caught myself yesterday, like, hanging in there with the TNT crew talking about college basketball. Chuck and Kenny and... When this first started, I thought, this ain't gonna... You could tell they didn't watch any games. They were just sort of just riffing on whatever. We knew they were really good on NBA, of course. They're great. I'm like, I want to hear everything they say now. Like, it's actually, I don't know, it's just more research, more experience, whatever it is with the college game and the tournament. Like, they're as fun to watch with their college basketball commentary as they are in the NBA.
Well, here's the thing that I've had trouble with when it comes to...
Were you out on them early, too? Because I was like, eh.
I'm not out on them fully. I have qualms, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is, they are easily the most entertaining studio show that exists mm-hmm. for professional American sports, right? And that's also including, like, the Fox guys on baseball or what have you, right? Yeah. I think that they just do a fantastic job because they have two and a half dudes with wild charisma. Mm-hmm. Shaq is a wildly charismatic person. And Charles Barkley might be one of the most charismatic dudes in all of American sports outside of Magic Johnson?
In culture. In pop culture.
Outside of Magic Johnson? Sports. Magic Johnson might be the only one in basketball that has him.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. Mm-hmm. Right? They have all of that. They have so much fun. And I think that at least I come to sports, and I imagine a lot of people mm-hmm. come to sports for the fun, the excitement of it. And they do that so well. You talk about not watching games. They still don't. Like, there's a lot of times where their analysis is downright bad because they are leaning on it.
But I'm just entertained. When they first started, I'm like, these guys are going to be awful. It's going to be, like, awful.
Yeah.
They're good. It's fun.
And I think
I think part of it is also the tournament. You're not in it for the teams, you know, for the insight on the, you know, the Creighton backup guard, you know.
Yeah, or you don't have the relationships and all that stuff.
But I'm like, I had fun. Like, I'm watching halftime now.
And I think part of why it works is, one, yes, they are fun, but they do a good job of marrying those guys. Like, here comes Jay Wright. Here comes some of the guys that have been on the on the ground watching a majority of these college teams all the way through the year. So you have some of the fun that those guys can bring with a little bit better insight into what's happening on the ground. I think that, college basketball does a really good job with their studio shows this time of year.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts. These are my
confessions. I also have a college basketball confession. McNeese coach Will Wade, who already, by the way, there's reporting that he's already has another job. Before the tournament started, there was already reporting that he was the next guy to take up, what is it, the NC State job there in North Carolina. But that's not what this is about. He said that because of March Madness and obviously McNeese getting a solid win.
You referenced this earlier.
All of the stuff that's happening with Amir Khan and everything. The school's enrollment is up 3%. Applications are up 10%. And they've gotten, quote, $25 million worth of free advertising. Right. He said it's going to change the area, changes the five parish area there in Louisiana. I got to admit, I still don't fully understand the people that are like, oh, you did good in March Madness? That's where I'm going to college. That's what we're making this decision on. And I'm not even the person that's saying you make the decision on like how good the school is.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about like what the experience is, what the demographics are, where we're going. They're just like, nah, McNeese, they won. They won in the first round. Yeah, that's where I'm
applying. Sign me up.
Yeah. Really?
Sign me up.
Is that where the kids are? Really?
It is funny because they are kids. And they just like, oh, McNeese is, they got that cool aura kid. They got a basketball team.
You're not going to be with him.
No, you're not.
You're not going
to
be with him.
You're going to Lake Charles. Hanging out in Lake Charles.
I think he should do a sixth year of eligibility or fifth or whatever it is of eligibility and go to NC State and be their aura guy. He'd be a legend. The NIL money's there.
I was like, but is that going to translate? Like that's one of the tough things about this time of year is that it's the special part of it, right? Someone said he was making about himself like he's the new Sister Jean. But hey man, go ahead and cash out, my boy. Go ahead and cash out. I'm just so amazed that the school itself, and that's why these schools pay so much in sports. In theory, they are that is the front porch of the school. People see and know about the school because of the basketball team or the football team or what have you. I still just find it amazing. Like I don't fully get into the mindset of the 17, 18 year old that's like, wow, I saw Florida Gulf Coast play really good basketball. Although we did see their campus to see that they had like a lazy river on campus. Maybe that did more of the work.
They do?
Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, I was going to talk. Wait a minute.
Because you remember when they were doing the Dunk City? How many years ago was that when Florida Gulf Coast was out here Dunk City? And then we found out that they had a fantastic campus. All right, I get that. I don't get the people that are like, well, Will Wade got these boys hooping, so I'm gonna go study architecture over there. I don't fully get that.
By the way, just real quick, figure before you get there, I had to look it up. What is McNeese State known best for academically? That would be... they have the number 12 most affordable master's degree.
Oh, okay.
And early childhood development. So, you know, preschool teachers.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about going to that one, man.
There'd be a lot of preschool teachers coming out of McNeese.
Hey, yeah, everybody trying to get out that field. These are my confessions. I got to confess, I be Googling some random stuff, man. So a couple days ago, I was sitting there watching one of my favorite shows, Leave It to Beaver. Mm-hmm. The old
Are you for black real? And white.
I love that show.
Wow.
You were just talking about Little Rascals. You were just talking about Little Rascals.
Yeah.
You like those old shows.
Yeah. I never really watched Little Rascals mm-hmm. like that. But
you're the one who be watching those old school shows. I'm always like watching, Me TV or whatever.
Andy Griffith? Like, you watch Andy Griffith?
Andy Griffith, yep.
Oh, man.
I like Bonanza. So, Leave It to Beaver, like, I could literally sit there and watch it all day long and crack up. But this is my confession. This is what I Googled while sitting here watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many black people ever appeared in this show.
Do you have a number? Do you have an answer?
Yes, I actually Googled this.
Okay.
Because I've never seen
Let me guess. Zero.
You're wrong.
I am going with... Four.
So two technically appeared on this show.
Technically?
Yeah. But one was in the credits. So it's a lady by the name of Kim Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the maid. And she only appeared. That was the only time somebody actually appeared
on the show
as a black person. But it was a cameo in the show at some point. It was a black man exiting a dairy truck.
Okay. All right. So you can get on if he was there.
So technically, it was only two people.
Two.
I was just sitting there thinking, like, dang, like, ain't no, like you don't see a black, kid in the school.
Nothing.
You don't see a black man walking down the street. They had episodes where it's like crowds of people and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, not one.
Nope. Not one.
So I'm like, let me see if one ever appeared in this show. So I'm like, I was sitting there like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Only two people,
That's what Google is for, man. You're just curious about stuff. You remember what we used to do before we had like the internet and all the answers at our fingertips when we had questions like that? We just made it up. We just made it up, or we asked somebody else who made it up,
mm-hmm.
or you maybe went and found an encyclopedia. But largely, we just made it up.
Man, those encyclopedias killed me.
Whew.
Yeah. All those school projects, the worst.
Oh, man.
All right, so Stephen A. Smith. I mean, I guess my confession is I wish we could go back to yesterday and do some buy or sell and sell the hell out of this. Did you see what he said about Bronny?
No.
Did you see what he said today about Bronny?
I didn't. Mm-mm.
I've always believed that this kid had potential. Once I watched him, I knew he would be in the NBA. Talking about Bronny. Come on, man. Is he just backing up because of the whole LeBron thing and all that? You know, I always knew that kid was good.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
You don't make it to $100 million and talking every day on the air if you don't find something like that. If you don't have
a little bit of wiggle. Who's he trying to fool?
I don't know what he's doing.
Who's he trying to fool?
I don't know what he's doing. He did a whole press run after LeBron stepped to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, this dude was on Fox News, CNN.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what is he doing?
I always knew that kid was good. The day after he scores 17 points in a loss.
That's so, right.
He was pretty much John Amos in Coming to America.
Yeah.
I knew that kid was special.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what he was. That's exactly what he's doing.
He's got his own money.
These are my confessions.
This confession actually just came together. Earlier we were talking about Mr. Friedman. Or Friedkin, rather.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't want to say his name incorrectly. Dan Friedkin, who emerged as a potential owner for an NHL team, mm-hmm. Expansion team that would happen in Houston. And obviously the obvious choice would be to put it in the Toyota Center and play there.
Yeah.
And we were talking about potential attendance. We were kind of talking about it in a break. Just, you know, I think that there's people in Houston, especially with how transient it is, and just obviously people in Houston that would support Houston, support a hockey team. You really, I think it would just, you need to have your niche audience that's there frequently, and you can make it work. But then I just started thinking about the capacity
mm-hmm.
of the building, and I went to look at the capacity of the buildings in the NHL, and there are a lot that are way bigger than the Toyota Center, especially when you talk about the capacity, not as a basketball arena, but as a hockey arena, where you have fewer of those courtside seats.
Because of the rink. Yeah.
Because the rink is just much bigger. And I was looking at it, the bottom five average attendance arenas, or when it comes to actually attendance, the fifth smallest is the New York Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
They play at UBS Arena. They're at like 16,000 thereabouts when it comes to like their average attendance this season. If I mean, just rough estimates, that feels like that might be close to what the capacity would be in Houston.
Yeah, because it's about 17-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm very concerned about the idea of, does Gary Bettman and the NHL look at that and say, we're not leaving ourselves much room for Houston to be able to produce the amount of capacity that we
want.
You
trying to build another stadium for us?
I'm not trying. I'm afraid that they would just go, well, bleep it, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys, the numbers
aren't in
place.
Maybe put that where the Astrodome is.
But that's just scary. I was just like, I was getting really excited about the opportunity, the possibility of the arrows. And of course, my stupid brain Googling, just like Figgy was talking about, I started Googling, and now I've given myself reasons to doubt that the NHL would give Houston an expansion team. So thanks, brain.
Yeah.
And I guess that is the end of a confession. I was hoping that you would have a fun one, but nope, I just left y'all with sadness. That's what I do sometimes. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And oh wow, there's people talking about the Leave It to Beaver. They said they grew up in Clear Lake back when in school when there was only three or four black classmates, and they were, someone else was mentioning, show was filmed during segregated times. That's right.
Yeah, I thought about that as I was Googling
too. That is fair. All right. Coming up next here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. The Astros season, or sorry, that's the wrong one. 30 visit season where, you know, the Texans and other NHL or NFL teams will have players come in and visit. Are the Texans telling us anything with their top 30 visits? Let's break that down next.